struggle with being truly thankful today? Elizabeth Elliot says, "I'm one who is having to learn this lesson of gratitude. It's very easy for me to pick the one thing that's wrong rather than concentrate on the 10 things that were right." I think we can all relate to what Elizabeth is saying. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of author and teacher Elizabeth Elliot.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Those are words from Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot, talking today with my daughter, Valerie Elliot Shepherd. We're in California. We've been talking about children. The Bible says that children are a gift and a heritage from the Lord. They are gifts to be thankful for, gifts which become a great burden. And I was very delighted to find in Psalms a verse that says, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord," and discovered that it is exactly the same word in Hebrew as the word for gift. Mm. Did you know that, Val?
No, I didn't.
Gifts are burdens, and burdens are gifts. Mm. And when it comes to children, there is no greater gift here on earth, I don't think, but no more solemn responsibility. And it is one that any sensible person realizes he's not adequate for. Mm-hmm. It's a job that God has given to us. When He gives us the gift of children, He assigns to us the job of bringing them up, not just letting them grow, but bringing them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. So I'm thankful for your 7 children, Val, and I'm very grateful for the privilege of being a grandmother, and I can see the answers to prayer every time I come out to visit here in California. One of the questions that comes to me sometimes after I've had you on a program is, well, how does Valerie discipline her children when they get past the spanking age?
I would say being sent to their room and not being allowed to do whatever they want in the room, but having to lie down on the bed or having to look at a particular scripture is one of the best forms of punishment for the older ones. Sometimes I have put a child on a particular chair for 5 or 10 minutes and told them that they must stay there and think about how they've been behaving, and they must come back with a cheerful attitude. And also taking away a privilege, the privilege of staying up till 8:30 or 9 for the older ones, especially Jim, who is 8 years old. He wants to go to bed later when Elizabeth and Christiana go to bed, and I often put him to bed at 8. And if he's been especially naughty and whining a lot, I tell him that he must go to bed at 7:30 and that he won't be allowed to read. Taking away the privilege of reading when he goes to bed is awful for him. And taking away the privilege of watching a particular movie that maybe everybody else is watching. We just use videos. There's hardly ever anything on TV that's worth watching, so we sometimes borrow videos and rent them. Those are the usual.
Very good. I remember Marge Saint, whose husband, Nate Saint, some of you have heard of. He was a pilot who was killed in Ecuador along with my husband, Jim. I remember Marge telling me that she was having trouble with her teenage daughter, Kathy, who had generally not been all that sloppy, but she went through a stage when she got very sloppy, and she would leave her clothes lying around, sometimes I guess on the floor, but any place other than where they belonged, in the drawer or in the closet. Mm-hmm. And Marge's method of dealing with that was simply to confiscate mm-hmm. the article of clothing. And on one occasion, the piece of clothing that she confiscated was a dress that Kathy wanted to wear to a party. Mm-hmm. And her mother was sensible enough not to give in. Uh-huh. If this is the particular time when you want to wear that dress, too bad. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a tough lesson, but it ought to sink in that
it is really the best way for a child to learn to put away his things is to take them away.
What about toys? Have you done that too?
Yes, I've put those things away. I've told them that they're disappearing. They're being given away or thrown away if they don't put them back where they belong. And boy, those children clean up fast and put away those things that they want. And it's funny how often they'll leave things out that they don't want because they want me to get rid of them. So I'm always happy about that.
One of the constant efforts and things that really must occasionally weigh on your mind, I should think, Val, is what do you do with all this stuff? Mm-hmm. Because being a pastor's wife, you also are in a position where your children are probably given more gifts than mm-hmm. other children are. Mm-hmm. So what do you do? How do you sort it all out?
Well, I'm always asking my children if they really need something. If they just want it, if they need it, if they really do play with it, I stop them and I say, now, do you really think you play with this enough to keep it? And most often, they will say, no, they don't play with it enough. If it's something that's very, very precious to them, they will keep it in a special place and they'll hide it from me so that I won't be confiscating. But I really do want to keep life simple and keep as few toys as possible. And so I'm always trying to get rid of things. And if we have a pile of things that come out of a basket or come out of a drawer or a trunk, I'll play the put-away game with Evangeline and Colleen, and I'll say we have three things to do with the stuff that's here. We either put it away, give it away, or throw it away. And if I sit down and do it with them, they love that. They love making the decision. Is this a put-away, throw-away, or give-away?
How old are they?
4 and 6.
4 and 6. Well, those are practical suggestions. Now, I love stories from fiction books. Mm-hmm. You told me you had a good quotation here that you wanted to read.
Yes, this is a quote from the book Laddie by Jean Stratton Porter. She was a wonderful Christian writer in the early 1900s. And this book is about a family of 12 children, and this is a quote from the mother. She said, "My highest aspiration is to be a clean, thrifty housekeeper, a bountiful cook, a faithful wife, a sympathetic mother. That is life work for any woman, and to be a good woman is the greatest thing on earth. If you can honestly say of me, she is a good woman, you have paid me the highest possible tribute. To hold the respect and love of my husband is the greatest object of my life." With all our 12 children, there never has been one who at 9 months of age did not stop crying if its father lifted his finger or tapped his foot and told it to. From the start, we have rigorously guarded our speech and actions before them. He is always watching, observing, studying the earth, the stars, growing things. He never comes to a meal but he has seen something that he has or will study out for all of us. Before any daughter has left our home for one of her own, she has been taught all I know of cleanliness about a house, cookery, sewing, tending the sick, bathing and dressing a newborn. She has to bake bread, pie, cake, and cook any meat or vegetable that we have. I just love that because that's what I aspire to also. And just simply staying at home and keeping the home in order so that it is a place of peace for the children and for the husband is my goal. And as soon as I start to do too many other things that are outside the home, whether it's buying things or doing things for the church, then I lose my peace because I'm not doing all that I should at home. So this quote has just helped me to keep life as simple as possible and simply to take care of the children and to train them up to be godly servants. For when they grow up, I want them to be servants of God.
There is no higher calling. I am convinced of that, Val, and I do want to encourage every mother who is willing and able to stay home, to stay home. It says in Titus 2:3-5, that older women, of which I am one, are to teach the younger women to stay home. Don't feel guilty. Don't listen to those who would encourage you to get out and do something, quote, fulfilling, unquote. I am convinced that the greatest fulfillment, the greatest joy, and the greatest blessing comes in doing the will of God. And the Bible makes it very clear that the will of God for a mother is to stay home, to be there for her children, to be available. Can I look at that quotation, Val? There's mm-hmm. one part I really would like to see for myself and reread. I love this about the father's influence. Mm-hmm. With all our 12 children, there has never been one who, at 9 months of age, did not stop crying if its father lifted his finger or tapped his foot and told it to. Mm. In other words, the father, if the child is crying, lifts the child's finger.
I think it means
his own
finger.
Does he mean his own finger? Lifts his own finger or taps his foot and tells the child to stop crying. Now, a 9-month-old is not talking yet, but he can understand that. From the start, we have rigorously guarded our speech. And what a father she is describing there. We do have quite a few men who listen to our program, and I do want to say hello to all you men and thank you so much for listening and for the encouraging letters that you've written to me. It's just been amazing to me that men will listen to a woman. I think it was Dorothy Sayers who said men don't want to be admonished by a woman. And I'm afraid I do a lot of admonishing. But you might take a lesson, you gentlemen, you fathers, from this book. Again, the title is Laddie by Jeannie Stratton Porter. This father is always watching, observing, studying the earth, stars, growing things. He never comes to a meal, but he has seen something that he has or will study out for all of us. That really sounds like my father. Mm-hmm. He was a great observer of God's creation. He loved birds. He taught us to love silence, to love the smell of the pines, to listen for the songs of birds. He took us mountain climbing. He would make us stand stock still for maybe 5 minutes just to listen mm-hmm. to the wind in the trees, to the waterfall, to the rippling of the brook, and to the birds. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Valerie. I'm afraid that's all the time we have this time. Do you have one final word of encouragement for those mothers that are listening to you?
I would say simply the same verse that my mother started the program with, is that when we lean upon the Lord and acknowledge Him, He really does direct our paths, and He really does answer the prayers of our desperate hearts. When we want to follow Him and want to do right, He will answer your prayers.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliott has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.